This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Martyrs Week celebration kicks off in Hetora from today. Crosser industry operation banned in Mohotari district and China locks down transport and temples as virus death toll rises to 25. Now the news in detail. The Martyrs Week celebrations have kicked off in Hetora, the capital of Bagmati state, from today. Chief Minister Dormoni Poudil inaugurated the celebrations amid a program at local Buddha Chowk today. A rally was organized from Buddha Chowk to Martyrs Memorial Pillar as part of the celebrations. Chief Minister Poudil, National Assembly members, House of Representatives members and State Assembly members were also present on the occasion. Nepal Army personnel, Armed Police Force personnel and locals also joined the rally. Bagmati State Government and Martyrs Memorial Development Committee, Hetora, earlier decided to observe the Martyrs Week commencing from today. Martyrs Day is observed on 16th of March every year in Nepal. Bagmati State has announced a public holiday today on the occasion of the Sonam Losar today. It is the festival of Tamang community. They mark Sonam Losar as their new year. The Tamang have a unique tradition of marking each year with the distinct creatures from a list of 12, which are rat, ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, sheep, monkey, bird, dog and boar. This year the Tamang community is celebrating the year of rat, which starts from today. Bagmati State Government Chief Minister Dormoni Poudil has said the Gorkha-Mughal War has played a role in popularizing the bravery of the Gorkha soldiers in the world. Chief Minister Poudil stated this in a congratulatory message he gave today on the occasion of 257th victory celebration of Makwanpur Gadi. A victory celebration is being observed at Makwanpur Gadi today to commemorate the victory of the Gorkha army in the battle with the army of the Mughal Imperial Mir Qasim. Chief Minister Poudil stated that today's day marks a glorious and historical day of the valor of the Gorkha army in a battle 257 years back. Humanitarian support desk established at Nepalganj Airport has come into operation from Thursday. The support desk was established targeting Baki and Bodia districts for disaster management. Secretary at the Home Ministry Prem Kumar Rai said that a plan has been set to establish 12 humanitarian support desks in all 7 states and at remote airports. The desk established in Nepalganj Airport is the third desk after Kathmandu and Dhangari airports. A process to recruit employees in all support desks will be forwarded as soon as possible as support desks lack employees. With increasing complaint from the public, the operation of crosser industries are coming to halt in Mohotari district. The district monitoring committee, formed to oversee the consumption of nature resources and river products on Wednesday, took a decision to ban the operation of crosser industries. Monitoring committee coordinator Suresh Prasad Singh said that the decision to ban the crosser industries was made when the operators did not provide stock details of the fiscal year 2075-76 Bikram Sambat. He further said that directive was already issued to all the local label of the district to certify the stock of crossers and sand processing centers in their territory and send the details to the district coordination committee within 5 days. The district has 15 local levels. The crosser industries have been operational in Bardibas, Urahi, Bangaha and Gosala municipalities in the northern belt of the area without license. Kathmandu Valley has witnessing sunny days for the past few days. The valley dwellers have been experiencing chilling cold. Mainly the cold is being experienced in the morning and evening. Meteorologist Santi Cordell said that though no specific weather system has developed, the situation will remain for a few days more. Cordell said that temperature of Kathmandu Valley will not drop to the freezing point and the temperature would increase gradually. Other parts of the country have also been experiencing cold in recent period along with Kathmandu Valley. Thick fog takes place in Tarai area, causing cold during morning and evening hours. Meteorologist Cordell added that fog is taking place in Tarai area at present, while the skies of some places of east and central parts of the country have remained partly cloudy. According to division, weather will remain generally clear throughout the country for next few days. You are listening to Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. On to some international updates now. China has widened a lockdown in Hubei province, the center of the coronavirus outbreak, as the day to climb to 25. At least 10 cities in the central Chinese province, which has a population of 20 million, have travel restrictions in force. On Thursday, a coronavirus patient died in nearby Hubei province, making it the first death outside Hubei. There are currently 830 confirmed cases of patients infected with the virus. The lockdown comes on the eve of Lunar New Year, one of the most important dates in the Chinese calendar. Millions of people typically travel home for the festival, but many in Hubei province will not be celebrating. Restrictions vary from city to city, though many cities have suspended transport services. Three U.S. firefighters who died when their air tanker crashed while battling blazes in Australia have been identified. Captain Ian McBeath, 45, First Officer Paul Clyde Hudson, 43, and Flight Engineer Rick A. D. Morgan, Jr., 44, were killed in New South Wales on Thursday. The cause of the C-130 Hercules crash is not yet known. New South Wales Premier called it an unbelievable loss and offered a state memorial. Officials lost contact with the plane owned by Canadian firefighting company Coulson Aviation shortly before 13:30 local time. It crashed in an active fire zone in the Snowy Mountains south of Canberra, said this New South Wales Rural Fire Service. 40 Syrian soldiers have been killed in an assault by hundreds of militants in northwestern Syria, according to Russia Defense Ministry. The ministry, which supports Syria's government, said there were several attacks in which the militants seized two settlements in Idlib province. Syrian state media said members of the jihadist alliance had set off car bombs and used heavy fire as they targeted position in Marat al-Numan area, but they did not mention casualties. A Syrian military source was cited as saying army units were redeployed to the area and eventually repelled attacks with high efficiency. A spokesman for National Liberation Front Rebel Alliance Najim Mustafa said the assault had taken place earlier this week. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Martinez Week celebration kicks off in Hetera from today. Crosser industry operation banned in Mohotari district and China locks down transport and temples as a virus day toll rises to 25. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.